Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now, I am so excited to have this person with us right now. Peter Schweitzer, you know Peter Schweitzer, he of Clinton Cash fame, which was just such an explosive book. He has a new book out called Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Peter Schweitzer, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thanks so much, Mary. It's great to be on with you.
I am so excited for this book. I could not tell you. I'm totally fangirling here over you. now, are you going to tell us in this book that it's not because that when you go to Congress, you had just have a really good savings plan there and they get this incredible rate? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I hate to break it to anybody who thinks that it's because our leadership is just being very prudent and you know, saving every penny and playing by the rules. Unfortunately, that's not the case. They're getting rich by far more nefarious means.
Let's talk about some of these nefarious means. Now, some of these, the one that I've seen that came out that totally hooked me on this is a deal between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines. They apparently had a corporation together, and Hunter went with his dad to China. Tell us about that.
This is the what I call outsourcing corruption. You have politicians, they don't take the money themselves. They set up their kids. And so in this case, Hunter Biden flies with his father on Air Force Two in December 2013, and there are pictures of this, flies to Beijing, China. And just to set up the context of this, Joe Biden is there to talk about the Chinese expansion in the South China Sea, intellectual property issues, trade issues, North Korea. So there's a lot of issues on the plate. And essentially, Joe Biden gets criticized pretty much across the political spectrum for going pretty soft on the Chinese. Well, what we've just uncovered is that 10 days after they returned from Beijing, Hunter Biden's company got a $1 billion, that's with a B, private equity deal from the Chinese government, not from a government-affiliated company, but from the Chinese government itself. And that's the first of three deals that these guys get. It also includes a guy named Devin Archer, who was a top aide to John Kerry. And, you know, this is all occurring. These three deals are all occurring in the context of Chinese expansion and aggression. And my argument is, and I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming, that senior officials in the Obama administration, the vice president and John Kerry, went soft on Beijing because there were essentially these people being set up for financial windfalls, courtesy of the Chinese government.
Well, Peter, you know, to this point, I think there's clear, in my judgment, correct me if you think I'm wrong, pay to play here, because later on we saw the Obama administration, and I think Joe Biden was clearly part of the discussion, when the Chinese then created their own additional security zones in the Pacific, basically creating their areas of influence. There was no real solid response from the Obama administration at all. The South China Sea disputes got worse instead of better. Do you think that... I'll just be blunt. Do you think that some of this payment to the Biden company had an effect on the Obama foreign policy relating to foreign security?
I think there's no question about it, Tony. If you think about this, in ethics in Washington, D.C., we are focused on, you know, if an oil company makes a $10,000 PAC contribution to a politician, is that going to sway their vote? Well, I think if we're concerned about a $10,000 PAC contribution, we need to be concerned about billion-dollar deals going to family members. So I think absolutely there's a connection. And when you delve into these deals and the companies involved, what you realize is that these are state-owned enterprises that are, you know, deeply entwined with the Chinese national security state. So another deal that the Chinese did, you had this entity called the Rosemont Opportunities Fund. Now, Rosemont is the name of the Kerry Hines estate in Pennsylvania, and a lot of these companies bear the name Rosemont. Well, this Rosemont Opportunities Fund gets a $38 million injection of cash from a Chinese company called Gemini. Gemini is a subsidiary of Costco, which is this massive Chinese company that is regarded by military experts as the fifth arm of the Chinese Navy.
Yep.
So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, innocuous companies in China that, you know, just are sort of out there and exist. We're talking about companies that are deeply embedded in the national security state. And then the third deal they do is with Rosemont Realty, which is this real estate company in the United States. Again, this same company, Gemini, linked to the Chinese Navy, comes in with a $110 million investment, I believe, and then commits to another $3 billion, $3 billion with a B, dollars, to buy other real estate assets in the United States. And so this is all occurring from this period of 2013 to 2016, when Joe Biden and John Kerry are engaged in, you know, these diplomatic issues with the Chinese and are, you know, are widely criticized at the time for being very, very soft on Beijing. And I think it's really impossible to say that these events are not related.
Well,
you have to follow the money.
Well, to your point, real quick, I mean, I think the American public does not understand that the Chinese government and the Navy and the People's Liberation Army all can have financial investments and corporations acting on their behalf. There's no rules against that. So when you deal with a Chinese company, you could be very, very well dealing with an element of the Chinese military or intelligence service.
That's exactly right, and I think in this case it's not just coincidence that the you know, the economic entities they were involved in have these applications. I mean, to take this a step further, so, you know, Biden's son sets up this Bohai Harvest RST. This is where the $1 billion from the Chinese go. And one of the things that he does is he and Devin Archer, this former Kerry aide, are buying up other companies, basically for the benefit of the Chinese government. And one of the things they do is they invest in this company called CGN, China General Nuclear. Well, less than a year after they invest in that company, the FBI, now this is during the Obama administration, the FBI arrests senior officials in that company, and one engineer pleads guilty to stealing nuclear secrets in the United States.
There you go.
So, I mean, think about this for a second. You've got the son of the vice president, you've got a former top aide to the Secretary of State, who are described as quote-unquote anchor investors in a company called CGN that the FBI charges with stealing nuclear secrets, specifically trying to gain access to something called an AP1000 nuclear reactor. It's a small reactor that has a lot of similarity to the reactors that go on U.S. Navy submarines.
Peter?
So, you know, this is a very, very layer upon layer troubling story.
And if you want to know how it ends, you got to buy the book. Peter Schweitzer, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm willing to bet there is a chapter in there on someone named Pelosi. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the book.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, guys.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.